From FingerLakes1.com, this is Inside the FLX. I'm Josh Dersel. Have you ever wondered what it takes to organize politically in a rural county? Election Day is almost here, and today we spoke with John Hurley from the Ontario County Democratic Committee. John is one of the people who helps politically organize in communities that are, at times, difficult to reach. John touched on a lot of important topics, but none more so than the labor that goes into keeping the community engaged. So, without further ado, here is episode 448 of Inside the FLX with John Hurley.
The Democratic Committee of Ontario County is the umbrella organization that supports each of our local town and city Democratic committees. And the primary responsibility of the members of those committees is to recruit, vet, and then ultimately elect Democratic candidates who are motivated by a desire to improve and serve in their communities. People might be surprised to learn that registered voters in Ontario County are about a third Republican, a third Democrat, and a third unaffiliated or smaller party voters. So we're a lot more purple than some people suspect.
Very interesting. So this is a question that I think probably a lot of people wonder about. Organizing. What does it look like in a rural county? Obviously, you've got your sort of population centers in Canandaigua and Victor and Geneva. But outside of that, you've got a lot of ground to cover, a lot of real estate. So talk to us a little bit about what organizing looks like for a committee like yours to engage with all of those people and sort of reach all of the corners.
There's a general premise before that, which is that after the 2016 election, local Democrats literally came out of the woodwork in the woods, became energized and really activated. For them, the stakes became much more serious across a wide range of both national, state, and local issues. So primarily organizing in more rural areas means spending time with neighbors and friends, the folks you go to church with, folks you see in the supermarket. It means going to local government meetings, town boards and such. And it means engaging with other local community organizations. Organizing also looks like hundreds of volunteers writing personal notes and putting stamps on 30,000 postcards. It means coordinating rallies to inform the community of topics of interest. It's marching in festival parades. It's knocking on doors, making phone calls. It's getting people to register to vote, and then more importantly, getting them out to vote, even offering to drive them to the polls if they need a ride.
And I'm curious, as far as the engagement goes, engaging during a quote unquote off year or non-local year versus a local year, a little more difficult, probably a little more legwork in terms of knocking on more doors and sending out more of those postcards?
Certainly that's the case. Although in some regards, it's a little bit easier because people are more familiar with the issues that are driving them. So it's a little bit less of an educational process because they already know a lot of the issues.
Very cool.
Actually, what we have found, Josh, is that as our folks have been out in the community going door to door, they've engaged with voters who have told us that they're really concerned about loss of freedoms. They're concerned about a loss of reproductive rights. They're concerned about potential reductions in Medicare and Social Security. They're concerned about the quality of veterans' health care. And they're really concerned about the potential loss of clean water and its impact in Ontario County and the Finger Lakes on agriculture and tourism if fracking is allowed to come back. And then they're concerned about, and they want greater broadband access and an improved infrastructure. They want affordable health care. They want good paying jobs so that their kids will either stay here or come back after college. And we're finding that folks recognize there's a choice and they really are anxious to learn more from us about how we differ.
Certainly. What is the biggest challenge? If you have to sort of identify one of the things that is a challenge or is one of the bigger challenges for the committee itself, what is that in Ontario County?
One of the challenges is letting Democrats know that more of their neighbors and friends are Democrats than they would think. As I mentioned earlier, nearly a third of registered Ontario County voters are Democrats. So our challenge then is to encourage them to step forward, become active in their community so that we can be a more significant force in the communities where they live. And then the other challenge is that just having the resources available to be able to effectively get our message out and support our candidates.
And then lastly here, what's your message to folks in Ontario County if they're asking you what the importance is of voting this year and making sure they cast their ballot, whether it's in person or through absentee or whatever the case may be?
The really important part of this year's midterm election is different than some in the past. I mean, all midterm elections are important. In an evenly divided country, control of the House of Representatives and the Senate are at stake in every midterm election. But this year is particularly important because of the integrity of our democracy is at stake, and our lives could change very significantly after November 8th, depending on who wins at the national level in particular. Locally, voters have an opportunity to determine if the sheriff's office will be run by the same old, or if it'll get new leadership that will bring much needed change. And also, voters can select state assembly and state senate candidates who would be a part of the majority, which in would allow them to have a much stronger voice in Albany.
All right, so John, my last question for you here today, where can folks learn more about the Democratic candidates who are on the ballot in Ontario County?
The folks can learn about the candidates, and if I can just add, the choice of candidates and the differences are just so clear, and there's voting this year is incredibly important, whether you do it absentee or you do early voting, which is still going on through Sunday at three locations throughout Ontario County. And if you want to learn more about the candidates, you can go to OntarioDemocrats.com to learn more, and to learn more about your polling location, you can go to the Ontario County Board of Elections, or you can call their office at 585-396-4005.
All right, John, I really appreciate the time today. Best of luck this coming week, and I hope to talk to you soon.
Cool. Thank you.